So, if we say by yoga maya, Krishna can also be covered, then how is this different from the Mayavadi argument that, you know, we are all gods in disguise, but we have forgotten? So actually, see, Krishna, as I said, he's the actor who is directed by the director. But Krishna is also a scriptwriter. That means Krishna is being controlled not against his will. Is controlled by his own will. And he can come out of that control at any moment. So, for example, in the Damodar Leela, which is going on, the Damodar Leela, which we recite in Damodar Ashtakam, Krishna at one moment is helpless and he's bound by his mother. He's tied by his mother and he's not able to free himself. And the next moment, he's thinking, oh, my devotee Narada promised that I will deliver these trees. So, how is that possible? And Krishna, when he wants, remove the covering of, he can just come out of Yogamaya's spell and immediately act in his omnipotence. So the next moment, what is it? Krishna doesn't just remember what Narada Muni has told, but he actually has the strength to bring down those trees. And that's why Kuberatmajo Baddha Murteya Yadvar Paya Mochito Bhakti Bhajo Krutavcha. That the speciality of this meditation is that you are Baddhu, you are bound, but Mochito. Normally, those who are unbound, they free the bound. But you were bound, and while staying bound, you freed those who were bound in material existence. Mochitao, you liberated them. So Krishna, he is never under illusion. Even when he is under illusion, that is by his will. So if some of the Mayavadis say that we are all under, we are all as in gods in disguise, the problem is that we have to do a sadhana for enlightenment. We can't just come out of ignorance by our will. And so, Leela is that which is voluntarily accepted for pleasure. It's voluntarily accepted for pleasure, and Krishna can just end it, whatever role he has taken with Leela at any moment. But what we are going in is material existence is forcibly imposed for suffering. It's not voluntarily accepted for pleasure. You know, we grow old, we get diseased, we suffer. To call this as Leela is actually to completely misunderstand and misrepresent what Leela is. This is what we are undergoing against our will. And the very fact that we need a sadhana for enlightenment, it indicates that, you know, we are not God. We have to actually take the grace of God to overcome his illusory energy. And Yogamaya is acting by Krishna's will only. So it's very different. Yeah. Please come back.